Hi everyone and welcome to Take 10 for Torah number 377. As always, any feedback should be sent to Rabbi Ismach at take10fortorah.org, and that is the number 4 for Torah. Okay, so what I wanted to talk about today is something which is, I guess, comes out of the parasha, and that's we see in the beginning of Parashas Noach that the punishment of the generation of Noach has to do with specifically interpersonal issues. It's not only because they were involved in sexual immorality, as Rashi derives from the Pasuk. It's not only the fact that they were involved in murder, as Rashi as well derives from the Pasuk, and that's the corruption that the Torah refers to, but also, or I should say, most so, it's because of the gezel, because of the interpersonal theft and the way they treated each other. So there's a lot to say here, but what I wanted to focus on is something which comes up in Sefer Vayikra, Parshas Kedoshim, the Avera of Lo Sikom Velo Sitar. You have the Pasuk that tells us, Lo Sikom Velo Sitar Es Bnei Amecha, one may not do Sikom, we'll define that in a second, or Sitar, until or against their friend, somebody of their nation, a Jewish person. V'yahavtel Riecha Kamocha Ani Hashem. The end of the Pasuk is very famous. It talks about the most famous line, V'yahavtel Riecha Kamocha. But this beginning of the Pasuk is what I wanted to talk about. What is the definition of Lo Sikom Velo Sitar? Usually, Lo Sikom is translated as do not take revenge, Velo Sitar is do not bear a grudge. And the question is, what is this talking about? To not take revenge. The Torah itself at times tells us to avenge certain things. It says in the end of Sefer Bamidbar, Vayidabar Hashem Moshe, Hashem says to Moshe, Nikom Nikmas Bnei Yisrael Meis HaMidyanim. There is a vengeance required of the Midyanim for what they did to the Jewish people. So how can it be that vengeance is prohibited? Or specifically, I mean, what type of vengeance is prohibited? So there's a really interesting Gemara that comes up in Maseches Yuma. The Gemara talks about exactly how to define what type of vengeance that is forbidden is. And it tells us the very famous scenario, which is brought in Rashi on Chumash over there. And the scenario is, the Tanya, Ezu hi Nekima, the Ezu hi Netira. What's considered Nekima, and what is considered Netira? What are these two things? How does it work? So it says, Nekima, Amar lo, Hashilin Nemaglecha. Somebody says to their friend, please lend me your trowel. They're doing some, I don't know, tile work in their house. Please lend me your trowel. Amar lo, lav, you can't have it, I'm sorry. No trowel for you. Lamacha amar lo hu, and the next day, the guy who needed it, Heshilin kardumech, the one who denied it to his friend, says, could you do me a favor? I need a shovel. Amar lo, eini meshilcha, kederuch shlo hishaltani. I am not going to do this for you. I'm not going to give you the shovel, because you didn't give me the trowel. Zu hi nikima. That's considered revenge. I did something to somebody else after they did something to me. Well, technically, I didn't do something for somebody else after they had not done something for me. Okay, the Ezu hi Netira, what's this other thing, Lo Sikom, Lo Sitor, what's the second prohibition? Amar lo, that's when a person goes to his neighbor and says, do me a favor, Heshelein ikar dumech, could you lend me your shovel? Amar le, so the person responds, lo, not a chance, not happening. Lamachar, the next day, Amar lo, says to him, Hashelein ikhalukha, the one who denied, who refused to lend the shovel, goes to his friend and says, could you lend me your shirt? Or, not the one he's wearing, but a shirt. Amar lo, helech. Sure, take it. Eni kamoscha, shelo hishaltani, zuhi netira. Please, take the shirt, because I'm nothing like you who didn't lend me the shovel yesterday. Meaning, you do the chesed, you do the mitzvah for the person, you give him the shirt in this situation, but you remind him that yesterday you weren't so nice to me and you didn't lend me the shovel. That is called bearing a grudge, even though you did the mitzvah. Okay, so that's what the Gemara says, basically. And one of the important qualifications that the Gemara makes in the larger conversation that goes on over there is hahu b'mamon hu d'chsev, that the only time this prohibition exists is when it relates to money. Meaning what? When it relates to things. We're talking about, I tried to lend you a thing, you tried to lend me a thing. Money type of matters. It seems that it makes the distinction between money and personal matters, where on a personal matter, where somebody says they insult me, they say something to me, that I'd be allowed to retain in my mind, and maybe even I'd be allowed to respond in some way. That seems to be what the Gemara is saying. And you have to take a close look at the Rishonim to figure out exactly what they believe over here. So just to be clear, when we talk about monetary matters and the inappropriateness of revenge, the Ramban makes clear that we're not talking about something that there's a chiyuv mammon, an obligation of money. So I bang into your car, I do something to you that has a physical damage. Of course, I can exact that money back from you in a court of law. Of course, I can get my money back. There's no question that when there's an actual monetary obligation, it's not called revenge to go and get it back. It's just the obligation that you have to make me whole again after I no longer am. He also gives the example of a person who commits murder, that like we learned that there's a whole sugya, a whole topic of the Goel Hadam, a person who's able to avenge the murderer, a close family member. He says that would also obviously not be a situation in which revenge would be a problem. Okay, so for sure not where money is really owed. It seems to be limited, and for the purposes of this 10, because I only have 10, I'm going to focus it on doing things for people, things that have value. And so it would really, if I'm not obligated to do it, because it's not a real chiv, an obligation, we're really talking about things I wasn't obligated to do. We're talking about favors. Somebody asks me to do something, somebody wants a kindness from me, and I say no. I say no. So now the person can't not do a kindness for me because of the fact that I did not do a kindness for them. Let's assume that that's the scope of this prohibition. Now, what would be the reason for this prohibition? So the Sefer Yireim, for example, says exactly that. He says, "Shelo yema'it tzedaka ugmilas chasadim b'mamon b'shvil shelo osu imo b'yosot tzarech." We would not want a situation where tzedakah, righteousness, or actual literal charity, or chesed, kindness, would not be done for others. Meaning, if we become so focused on the fact that, you know, somebody didn't do something for me, then I'm not going to do something for them. Now, the Rambam puts this even more sharply. He says, listen, you have to understand that etzel hamevinim, sophisticated people understand, divrei hevel v'divrei havai, that all of these things that bother us, that we seem to be stuck on because somebody didn't do for us, that it's nonsense. Ve'enen kedai linkom aleihem, and it's not appropriate, it's not worth exacting vengeance for these things. He says, rather what should happen if somebody doesn't lend me their trowel and then they ask me for the shovel, I should not respond the way the person responded to me. And also similarly in all such cases. The Rambam says when it comes to netira, just even bearing the grudge, even if I do give him the thing, he makes it sound like the reason bearing grudges is forbidden, even retaining this in your mind. And again, the Rambam and the or for sure Rabbeinu Yonah doesn't really even mention that I have to say that, hey, yeah, you can have the shirt, but I'm not like you because you didn't give me your shovel yesterday. Even if it's sitting in your head, it's a problem. The Rambam even sounds like this a little bit when he says shekolz machshehu noter es hadavar v'zochro shema yavo linkom. He says in Hilchos Deos that when it comes to the reason I can't bear a grudge, because if I'm holding on to this in my head, then it's very likely that the next time you ask me for something, even if I said yes this time, it might be more likely that I say no the next time. And so I'm going to present it as follows. You know, he says that when it comes to personal items, personal issues, you know, maybe the idea, I'm allowed to respond right away in the moment, I'm allowed to defend myself in the moment, as other Rishonim seem to imply, but when it comes to favors, when it comes to people doing extra for me, if I would hold on to the fact that not everybody always does extra to me, then nobody would do extra to anybody. If I would be holding on to that and acting in that way, nobody would ever do any extra, because there's always going to be a time that somebody doesn't do extra. Why? Because it's extra. Every chesed is extra. Every kindness is something that we can't necessarily rely on as for sure someone's going to do for us, and it's something that we hope for. And so if I'm going to hold on to people's lack of kindness, and we're all going to be in a situation where people are not doing kindness for each other. The Yerushalmi phrases the reason for the prohibition of vengeance in a very interesting way. The Yerushalmi says in the Nedarim, "Mishiyoshev v'mechatech basar v'hikah yada b'sakin." Let's say, God forbid, somebody's cutting meat and hits its hand with a knife. "V'chisachso yada b'sakin yado lihinakem." Are you going to go and be so mad at the other hand for hitting the other hand with the knife that you're going to avenge the loss of a hand? Of course you're not going to, because as the commentaries there say, Kivin Shekol Yisrael Guf Echadim, we're all one body, Din Hu Shelo Yinkom Echadero. The goal is to be one body, to for everybody to look at each other in the best and most productive way possible. So the idea of holding on to the fact that people did not do you favors is not going to be productive if you ever want something yourself. If we're going to live in a world of kindness, we can't be so machmir, we can't care so much about the moments that people do not do kindness to us, because if we do and we retain those, we're less likely to do kindness for them. And then in that case, everybody loses. Have a great day.